Peter Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Ray Noble is orchestra and chorus. Ernie Newton, Anita Ellis, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and Charlie's special guest, Susan Hayward. Charlie?
Yes?
Charlie, I don't like to seem inquisitive at any time.
Since when?
Well, now, now. But yesterday, you came home, as you know, with your clothes all torn.
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, I did, yes.
Now, don't you think that I'm entitled to an explanation?
Yes, Mr. Bergen.
All right. I would like to hear it.
You want it now?
Yes, I want it now. How did it happen?
Well, I was saving a woman's life, Bergen. I was facing death.
Now, just a moment.
I was facing death.
Charlie, I want the truth.
Oh, the truth?
Yes.
That old thing.
Yes, yes. I want the truth.
Well, that's a wee bit out of my line.
Yes, I...
Well, if you must know, it so happens that I am the president of the McCarthy-Dugan Amalgamated Consolidated Nickel-Plated Railroad.
Oh, gee. Must be a busy man.
Oh, it wears me out to say the name.
Yeah. Well, now, just what does this railroad consist of?
Well, it's, round figures, to be exact, it's one hand car.
One hand car. Oh, I see. And just how did you get this hand car?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, I imagine.
You won't get mad?
No.
You're a fool if you don't, yeah.
How did you get this hand car?
Well, you see, Skinny, Wilbur, and I, we got it from the Santa Fe on the Lend-Lease.
Oh. On Lend-Lease?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, the company lent it to us when they least suspected it.
Oh. Charlie, do you realize you're fooling around with railroad property? Now, just where was this hand car when you first saw it?
It was in a tool shed.
In a tool shed?
Yes, sir.
Now, wasn't this tool shed, wasn't it locked?
It was,
I see. Wasn't this tool shed locked?
Well, you see, we were just looking through the window.
Was it locked?
We were just looking through the window.
Yes, yes, I see.
And, the lock, fell off the door.
Fell off the door.
Yes.
Strange.
Yes.
You expect me to believe that?
It would simplify matters if you...
The lock fell off the door.
Yes.
Just fell off the door.
Yeah. Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Just fell off.
Well, we may have brushed against it.
Brushed against it.
Yes.
Brushed.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Nudged it a little.
He nudged it?
Yes.
With what?
With a sledgehammer. With... So we stood there just looking at the handcar.
Well, there's no harm in looking at it.
No. But, you know, one idea led to another, and before we knew it, we were making a test run.
A test run, yeah.
On a siding to the ice house.
Oh, good heavens, that's downhill all the way.
We found that out.
Yeah.
So we started off a pumping, you know, and the next thing we knew, momentum had set in.
Oh, yeah.
That's vicious stuff.
Yes, yes.
So, stuff started whizzing past, and kids were screaming.
Yeah. Well, didn't you put on your brakes?
Well, we did. But the ice house kept on a-coming.
Oh,
so Wilbur threw a wrench in the gears.
A wrench in the gears?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Well, the transmission came up through the floor.
Yes.
Made a few nasty remarks and bailed out.
Oh, I... Yeah. Now, don't tell me, Charlie, that you hit the ice house.
Well, we didn't miss it.
Oh. Did you keep on going?
Yes, and before we knew it, we were on the main line.
On the main line?
Yeah.
Well,
You were lucky that there weren't any trains.
Well, we weren't that lucky.
Now, just a moment.
No.
What do you mean?
Well, we heard a whistle behind us.
Oh, my goodness.
So we started pumping for dear life.
Well, good thing you did.
Yeah. So the train was a whistling and we were up pumping. Pumping and a sweating and a whistling and a pumping and a sweating.
Oh, I know. Why, Charlie, did Skinny help you?
Well, he was pumping,
yes.
But he got excited and flew off the handle.
Oh, I know. Well, where was Wilbur all this time?
Well, he was with us until he stooped down to tie his shoestring.
I see.
Then one of those nail hooks came along.
Oh, I
see. Grabbed him right in the seat of the pants.
Well, where is he now?
I don't know. Last we heard of him, he was in the dead letter office.
Oh. Of course, you tried to slow down at crossings, didn't you?
Yes, but we didn't slow down.
No.
We didn't do anything until we hit a truckload of pigs.
Oh, I see.
From then on, everything went hog wild.
I see.
Before we knew it, we picked up 180 points of fresh pork.
Well, how did you finally wind up?
Well, we came to the end of the line. You know those little bumpers they stick on the end of the tracks, you know, to stop trains?
Yes, of course.
Well, those things ain't worth a darn, is it?
Charlie, I suppose you realize that this is just about the worst escapade you've ever gotten into?
Yes, sir.
You realize, too, that this calls for real punishment?
Yes, sir. Can we pretend we don't hear it calling?
No. That depends entirely on who knocked that lock off the tool shed door.
Yes, sir.
Did you do it?
No, sir, Mr. Beck.
Well, that's good.
No, sir.
Who did it?
Wilbur did it.
Good, good.
Yes, good.
And what were you doing at this time?
I was helping him.
Yes, sir. Now, where is this Wilbur? Who is he?
Oh, he's right here. I brought him with me. Wilbur, he's a nice boy. Now, be nice to him, Bert.
Yes.
He's a very sensitive kid. Hello, Wilbur. Wilbur, this is it. This is Mr. Bergen.
Are you really Mr. Bergen?
Yes, I am, Wilbur.
If you're Mr. Bergen, prove it.
Prove it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do something stingy.
Well.
I told you he was sensitive.
Yes, I can see that. Young man, just what is your name?
It's Wilbur.
I didn't quite get the last name.
You're lucky.
Mr. Bergen, Charlie told me all about you.
Yeah?
He was terribly wrong.
Oh, he was? Well, in what way?
Well, your hands hardly drag on the ground at all.
Will you take it easy, Wilbur? We're in a jam, and you ain't helping it any.
Well, I'd like to know more about Charlie's friends, Wilbur. Now, tell me, where do you live?
At home.
At home. And where is your home?
Oh, I know where it is, but I could tell you.
Why not?
You look like the kind that drops in at dinner time.
That kid knows character.
Yeah. Well, now I think I've heard just about enough from you two. Do you realize that you've been fooling around with railroad property?
Yes, sir.
You've wrecked a hand car and ruined a good suit of clothes?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mr. Bergen?
Yes, Charlie?
Do you think we got a case against the railroad?
Oh.
We turn now to the lovely voice of Anita Ellis. Right this way, Anita.
I'd like to sing a number that seems to be a favorite with all the boys. Besame mucho.
Besame, besame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Besame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you, never knew this. this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering, it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. And make all my dreams come true.
Why, Susan Hayward. Ah, Susan, Susan, you're so confusing. But you're the gal that I'm a-choosing. If you'll give me the love you ain't using, you'll gain more than you'll be losing. Isn't that amusing, Susan?
Charlie, you're wonderful. You know, I feel that I know you already.
Mm.
I've just finished reading your autobiography.
My autobiography?
Uh-huh. A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Oh. I think I'm being pushed out on a limb here.
Charlie, you're so much fun. I'll bet you haven't got a worry in the world.
Oh, no? I got a history test tomorrow. History? Wait. To me, history is just a mystery. I don't know Caesar from Romero. I don't know.
Well, that's the way it goes. Life is so complicated.
It's ever thus, ever thus. You know, I wish I'd lived before they invented schools.
Well, Charlie, you mean way, way back? Say, in the Stone Age?
Yes, yeah, those are the days. Those are the days. Those dinosaurs and brontosaurs and whiskey sours and... 1500 BB.
A BB?
Yeah, before a Bergen.
Just think, Charlie. No schools, no alarm clock.
Oh, heavenly, heavenly.
Yes, those were exciting times back in the Stone Age. Tell us about them, Bergen.
Yeah.
Flying reptiles, monsters 80 feet long, flying lizards. I can see them now.
Bergen, don't tell me that old trouble is coming back on you again.
You know, Charlie, way back in the Stone Age, men carried clubs around with them.
They did?
Mm-hmm. And when they wanted to propose to a girl, they just gave her a hit on the head.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pop the question, huh? They just take a club and bop the question.
That's right, Charlie. You know, it might have been fun if we'd met in those days.
Yeah. Yes, sure would. I can see you now in your leopard skin sarong.
What am I doing?
Well, sitting around in your cave there, you know, waiting for me to call.
Susan!
What is it, Charlie?
Does your mother have long, shaggy brown hair?
No. Why?
Then I just killed a gorilla.
Oh, Charlie. Thou art the smartest caveman in the whole world.
Oh, thank thou, dear. Thank thou. At the Rotary Club today, they voted me the young man most likely to become extinct.
Just think, Charlie. Mm-hmm. You know, Charlie, we've been sweethearts since we were children.
Yes.
Remember the day you carved my initials in that big rock?
Yes. And it turned out to be your mother taking a sun bath. Susan.
Yes, Charlie.
How about I think they call it a kiss.
Kiss?
Mm-hmm.
What's a kiss?
Oh, it's some newfangled thing the Republicans thought of.
Oh, Charlie, my sweetheart. I'm for thou. Art thou for me?
I art for thou, my dear. But ain't things getting a little thousy?
Oh, Charlie, I don't think you love me anymore.
Oh, why sayest thou so?
Well. Charlie, you've been here 10 minutes and you haven't hit me on the head once.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you in a moment.
Come on, Charlie. Come on, hit me on the head, Charlie.
Oh, why?
Oh, just once. To show that you really care.
Isn't this silly, though? Okay, where's my club? Oh, here I go. Oh, shucks, I missed.
Darn it, jilted again.
Yeah, I'm so clumsy at lovemaking. I must correct that slice.
Hello, Susanna, are you there?
Yeah, who are you?
Well, I've been from the North Country. Folks call me Eric the Red.
You look more like Edgar the Smooth.
I've been the strongest Viking in all Scandinavia by Yumpinimini.
Oh, stop it, Berge. Just play it straight, all right.
Why, Edgar, you haven't called on me in almost 2 months.
Mm. Well, it's on account of your mother. I don't think she likes me.
Oh, she adores you.
She does?
Mm-hmm. I'll call her. Major, Major, darling.
What do you want, you little brat? Oh, get that kangaroo out of here.
I am no kangaroo, lady.
Oh, sorry, Baldy. The pouch fooled me.
Below the belt.
Maida, I have a problem. I love both of these strong, handsome men, and I don't know which one to marry.
Oh, I'll solve the problem. I'll marry the old buzzard myself.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'd like to say this.
Shut up, darling. I love you. Oh. Where's my club?
Oh. Go ahead, Bergen. Pucker up your head. Now, what a noggin that was.
Well, with that head, you should be on We the People.
Well, I don't like it around here. That's all there's to it.
Well, Edgar, if you don't like it around here, let's go to that new night spot. Hmm? The Prehistoric Club.
Say, who's playing there now?
Oh, Neanderthal Noble.
Oh, I see.
And a saber-tooth hepcats, he calls them.
Oh, well, let's go.
Shall I call a dinosaur? No, we'll walk.
All right. Nice and cozy in here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The newest nightclub in town. Only 3 million years old.
Yes. Look, the orchestra leader's coming over to our table.
Hello, folks. I expected you earlier.
Well, we would have been here sooner, but Mother fell in an elephant pit.
Do elephants have pits?
Can't say, old boy. I never ate one.
Oh. Ray, you're such a wonderful Stone Age musician. Tell me, can you play a tune on the jawbone of an ass?
Well, I don't know, boy. Stick out your chin.
He's so utterly droll, utterly droll.
Well, I'd like to hear one of your orchestra numbers, Ray.
Oh, very well, then. I tell you, I'll play you one of my own arrangements.
Oh.
And it's a dilly.
Is it?
I'll be down to get you on a dinosaur, honey. Recipe ready about 10 BC. You could be my missing link. And we'll do the Stone Age sleep tomorrow night at the Paleolithic Ball. I hate music.
Noble.
Yes, old chap.
Will you get out of here and take that dinosaur egg with you?
Edgar, there are so many celebrities here tonight. Oh, look, over there is the wisest man in the whole tribe.
Oh, let's go over and talk to him.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. Marcy don't know. Hello, folks.
Well, so you're the great brain.
Yep, that's right. Yep. That's me.
You must be awful smart to have that title.
Well, I guess so, yeah. I got more brains in a little finger than I got in the whole head.
Is that right? Well, tell me, great brain, do you live around here?
Well, sure.
I see.
I'm a cliff dweller.
Oh, I see, a cliff dweller.
Yep, that's right, yep. I live with my Uncle Cliff.
Oh, I see.
Tell me, oh wise one. They say you solved the riddle of the universe.
Yeah.
What gives us night and day?
Well, let's see. Cole Porter?
No. No. We're speaking of light, you see.
Oh, yeah, light, yeah.
Yes, let me put it another way.
Yeah, put it outside.
No, wait a minute. But where does the light go when it goes out?
It's a good question.
Yes. Now tell us, great brain.
Where does the light go?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you. The light goes.
Yes.
The light goes when it goes out.
Yes.
I think the answer is coming.
Oh, all right, fine. Well, you work on it. Well, have you got it?
No, it's coming. It's coming. Where's it going?
Well,
it's coming.
All right.
No, shucks.
Wasn't it?
It went past without stopping.
Oh, and I thought you were a wise man.
Well, I am, but I can't think in here. It's too noisy.
Where do you do your best thinking?
Oh, I like to go up in a tree and just sort of swing by my tail. That's what I like to do.
Oh, but Mortimer, you don't have a tail.
Just sit this way. I don't?
No, of course not.
Oh, no wonder I keep falling down all those trees.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yes, sir. Yes.
How can you be so stupid?
Well, I got friends in Washington. Oh,